1 to 1. Why 1 to 1? We do not realize just how much in need of help we are until we help someone else. It is in helping another that we receive the help we need. This is not about giving everything up as a plan to get something in return at some later time. That is a cubicle line of thought. There is no bargaining with inspiration. Rather, as we give truly, another receives, whether they notice it or not. This is because nothing blocks the flow of inspiration. It always penetrates the cubicle darkness. However, it is always our decision to release the darkness and experience the peace that is flowing within. Inspiration will not interfere with our choices. And in another's receiving, they give to us, and now we receive. A circle of giving and receiving. Knock, knock. Who's there? A helper. A helper who? A helper for you. We all have helpers in this world. Look around you right now. Everyone here is your helper, and you are their helper. We teach one another how to be truly helpful by being truly helpful ourselves. Inspiration through our inspiring self, heart, and mind shines away the darkness of the cubicle heart and mind in another, and this awakens her or him to the light within. Inspiration is a light shining away the cubicle shadows. Now we see inspiration flowing through others, and we are inspired. Inspiration is the help we seek, but it cannot be found by the cubicle mind in the cubicle world. You see, inspiration is not bound within the cubicle. Inspiration roams freely through the inspiring thoughts and heartfelt silence of our inspired self. Every moment is an opportunity to see anew, to hear a call for love and respond. Though I may not receive any accolades, awards, degrees, certificates, or public recognition, I tell you this. I have received all of those things in and of the world, and they in no way come near the indescribable peace, joy, and satisfaction I experience as I am resting in the presence of inspiration.